First of all, today we are happy that we can present 12 language editions of the proceedings of the symposium. So, as anybody knows who is in this business, producing proceedings of a symposium in a relatively short time of 1 year is a success in itself. I can add that I'm extremely happy that we have this volume of the proceedings in 12 languages, six major Western European languages and six Eastern European languages. I'm happy about the fact that we can offer with this a resource for countries where the discussion about abuse will start or has started only recently. So this is one thing. Secondly, we present today the first results from our visits, the visits of our co-workers in various parts of the world with the project partners of our Center for Child Protection, which we have founded here at the Gregorian a year ago, which is an e-learning internet platform, which is in development. So we are, for 2 more years, we are in an experimental phase. After that, we hope that we can offer it to a wider public.
How many people have taken up this offer? How many people have been involved in this e-learning program?
Altogether, we have 8 project partners, and each one is supposed to offer the possibility to participate for at least 30 participants. So at least 240 should be. But we have started only in September, so in some countries like Indonesia, those who have already started the program are less than 30. So, but in others there are more. For example, in Italy we have, I think, 120, or in Argentina we have 120 who are enrolled, so there is much more interest. And already we have many, many requests from countries, from dioceses, from institutions which want to participate, but we can't offer this because we have to do this scientifically valid. We have to evaluate this at the end of the 3-year project period, and then only we can offer it.
So you say you're looking for more resources, more possibilities for expanding this program as the need is so great?
Certainly. We have very encouraging signs. As I said, the interest from many sides, from many dioceses, from many countries, from many institutions. Also, we work with various peoples, for example, in Eastern Europe, at the state level also, who look forward to having an instrument, a modern instrument, with which they can teach young people or people in education and formation work, which could be a very useful instrument and help for preventing abuse. We don't offer therapy, we can't offer investigation of abuse that has been committed. What we want to do is we put our focus on, as much as possible, avoid and prevent abuse.
This is about prevention, as you're saying. The symposium last year was also about healing. What kind of work has been going on, and how much do you feel, perhaps, since then, that you have been able to work with victims on these crucial questions of healing?
I think many bishops and religious superiors who have participated at the symposium last year have gotten the message and went back to their dioceses in Africa and Asia and wherever with the sensitivity and the availability very much heightened to encounter victims, to offer whatever help can be offered, and to go on evaluating also the structures of certain institutions. The help that we can offer to victims as church, as officials of the church, and the possibilities to offer healing are very limited. Healing takes place in long processes, as we know, and especially if there are wounds that are as deep as abuse usually inflicts wounds. So this is a process that goes on for many years and has to be helped by many positive circumstances. I know that many priests, many bishops, many counseling centers of the church are involved in this work, but this is a silent work, and this is not done in a year or in 5 years. This is a process that has to continue, as our work of prevention has to continue, with unwavering thrust and with the perseverance which needs energy and which needs our full focus.